their top business leaders. There's Hala Malamog from the Metro Atlanta Chamber, their top government leaders, Charlotte Nash, who chairs the Gwinnett Commission, Tim Lee, the Cobb Commission, and Caesar Mitchell, the president of the Atlanta City Council, several nonprofit leaders. Some of the folks who did not make it, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, the governor's invited every year. He did not come. John Eaves, the chairman of Fulton County, did not come.
Former Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's cocaine use was a PR lesson for that city. What could Atlanta leaders learn from that, perhaps to help recover from the APS cheating scandal?
We heard from the current mayor of Toronto today, a guy named John Tory, and he is a 180 difference from Rob Ford. He's very serious about dealing with the issues. He's a businessman. I don't know what his personal life is like, but I can swear that it's very different than Rob Ford's personal life. And he said one of the reasons he ran was because Rob Ford was such an embarrassment. Everyone from Atlanta came really impressed by the way he tackles the issues. He was very candid about some of the issues that Toronto is facing. And I think one lesson we can learn is when you have a problem, you tackle it in a collaborative, responsible manner.
Metro Toronto's population has increased. I think it's 50% or so in a decade. Are Atlanta leaders there getting tips on population growth and related transportation issues?
Yeah, and there are 133 construction cranes right now just in downtown Toronto, and it is just booming. You have a lot of people from different countries who have been moving here. There's so much growth. And there's transit needs, transportation needs, but they are also looking to meet them. They're talking about a $13.5 billion investment in just transit for the Greater Toronto area.
Toronto consolidated a few times, I understand. Why do that instead of what our area seems to be doing with separating with these cityhood efforts?
Well, the last time they consolidated, 75% of the residents opposed the amalgamation, as they call it. They combined seven cities into the city of Toronto. But the premier of Ontario, which is like our governor, went ahead and did it. And it was like an act of the province and created one city of Toronto.
Why?
You know, it was sold kind of as a cost savings idea and a way to get governments to work closer together. And there's other issues. Apparently, it did not do the cost savings that they had anticipated, but that's because the province ended up pushing down to a city of Toronto a lot of the social services that the province used to do and didn't bring the money with it.
What about Canadian versus American governance? What do our northern neighbors have to teach us, and what does it seem like we might do a little bit better?
Everyone has talked about what an important relationship exists between Canada and the United States, and especially the trading partners. I think we are each other's number one trading partner. And they talked about how important that relationship is. Sometimes we take it for granted. I think what we learned here is the value of planning and the value of talking things out. There's probably more of a social safety net that exists in Canada than exists in the United States. I think we heard from the head of the planning department from the city of Toronto, and they have like 80 planners on board. And so there's a great attention to urban design, civic places, public parks, historic preservation. And I think we have a long way to go to match that.
Thank you.